A federal judge has ruled that a school district in rural Florida must allow a gay-straight alliance to meet on campus and must provide for the well-being of gay and straight students, capping a nearly two-year legal battle over First Amendment rights. Judge K. Michael Moore said in a written ruling issued last night that students do not shed their constitutional rights to freedom of speech or expression at the schoolhouse gate. The ACLU filed a federal lawsuit on behalf of Okeechobee High School senior Yasmin Gonzalez in 2006 after the school principal said the club could not meet on campus. In a ruling written last night and released today, Judge K. Michael Moore said the club, which promotes dialogue and tolerance, does not interfere with abstinence-only education, as the principal previously argued. The Federal Equal Access Act says if one club is allowed to meet on campus, all clubs should receive the same privileges. Robert Rosenwald is the lead counsel in the case and the director of the ACLU of Florida's LGBT Advocacy Project.
Back in 2006, Yasmin Gonzalez approached us after she attempted to take her girlfriend to the prom, and Okeechobee High School officials told her that gay couples couldn't attend the prom. She had to miss her prom, and so she decided to form a gay-straight alliance, which is a club that advocates for an end to harassment and bullying and discrimination against gay students. There are over 3,000 gay-straight alliances across the country, and over 80 of them in Florida alone, so it's not a new concept. And there's been a lot of scientific research into GSAs, and the uniform conclusion is that GSAs have positive outcomes for schools that have students participating in GSAs, including increased attendance, increased sense of well-being, and an ending to bullying of gay students and straight students alike. So the GSA is a good thing, but the Okeechobee school board simply would not allow it. They passed a school board policy that banned any clubs relating to sexual orientation. So the ACLU was forced to sue in federal court back in November of 2006, and the school district litigated the case, claiming that discussions about bullying and harassment and discrimination of gay students would actually harm the well-being of students by doing such things as turning straight kids gay or by putting kids into contact with child molesters, the suggestion being that gay people are child molesters. And they actually put experts on the stand to make these propositions and to say them with a straight face. Well, today, thankfully, the court saw through all of these arguments and upheld the students' rights under the Equal Access Act, which allows any club to meet if the school allows some clubs to meet, and also under the First Amendment, which, of course, as you know, protects everyone's viewpoint and the rights of free speech.
So does this effectively mean in any school district here in Florida, they can no longer discriminate and ban such clubs?
I think that this makes clear that the law in Florida, as it is around the country, is that the Equal Access Act and the First Amendment prohibit schools from discriminating against gay students and against the formation of gay-straight alliances. Any school district that would do so in the future should take this case as a warning. They will pay a very steep price if they do.